Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, a show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies and other horror-related events. I'm Sean.
I'm James.
What is going on, James? Pleasure to have you back on the show. How you doing?
Good.
How are you doing in school?
Good.
So let's just do a little refresher. James is my son. He is, how old are you now?
5.
And you're going to turn 6 very, very soon, aren't you?
Yeah.
What kind of birthday party do you want when you're 6?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah? Like, fully themed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, all the kinds of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Like, all the different versions of them?
Yeah.
What's your favorite version? So, there's the old cartoon, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the Nickelodeon one.
Yeah.
And then now there's Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
The Nickelodeon one.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like Rise as much?
I kind of do, but I really like the Nickelodeon one the best.
The Nickelodeon one is really cool, and there's tons of episodes.
Uh-huh.
And they're really long, which I like. They're long episodes. Rise is a little short.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let's talk about some cool stuff. I have a big old list here. And you're reading and writing now, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you about while you play with your Legos, which people will probably hear in the background. Do you want to turn around?
No.
Well, I got to ask you these questions. How am I supposed to talk to you if you're...
I don't know. just go on. I want to talk to a horror show.
No, I got to talk to you.
Oh.
In a dark, dark room. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's that book I bought you.
Oh, right.
So I bought James a copy of In a Dark, Dark Room, thinking, because I remember it being so scary when I was a kid. What did you think of it?
No.
It wasn't scary? Uh-oh.
It was so lame.
It was lame.
Even the skeleton one was really short, and I did not like it.
What about the green ribbon? The green ribbon was like my favorite story ever.
I did not like it when you said, and it had fell off.
Why didn't you like it?
Because of that. Because when you're like, and it had
And wait, hang on 1 second. I got to get your pizza ready.
Okay.
So you did not like In a Dark, Dark Room. You thought it was kind of lame, huh?
Yeah.
What about the, didn't we read a ghost one too? A pirate ghost?
Yeah.
What did you think about that story?
No.
And what did you do with the book when you were done?
I threw it on the floor.
You did. You did. That was something. I did not know it was so boring for you. And then let's see what else we did in the last week or so. Oh, we had Thanksgiving.
Yeah, with my Aunt Kathy.
And how was that?
Good.
Yeah, you really liked Thanksgiving? Yeah. What'd you do on Thanksgiving besides go to Aunt Kathy? You played with a bunch of kids, right?
Yeah.
And how much did you eat?
Tons.
Tons? Like, did you eat everything at Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Man, stop licking my pants.
Here, sit here. Okay. Wow, that was pretty good. And then after Thanksgiving, we came home.
Yeah.
And we watched The Blob.
Yeah.
What did you think of The Blob? It was your first time watching it.
It was great.
You liked it a lot? It was really cool. And remember how crazy it was that the blob was like attacking people?
Yeah.
And jumped on that guy's arm?
Yeah.
Do you remember? And then you were like, oh my God, the blob just ate that dog.
Yeah.
So would you...
I thought it would, but it didn't.
It didn't? So would you recommend the blob to other kids?
No.
You don't think other kids should watch it?
No.
Why?
Because sometimes little kids will be so scared of it.
You think little kids would be?
Yeah, and they'll have bad dreams.
What age do you think is a good age for a kid to watch The Blob?
7 or 6 or 9 or 5.
Okay. Those are good ages. And what else did we do? So we also, over Halloween, actually, we got all the Universal Monster movies.
Yeah.
And we watched a bunch of those, didn't we?
Yeah, but I did not like Dracula.
You didn't like Dracula. It was a little boring, huh?
Yeah.
So was the Mummy was boring.
Yeah.
But the Frankenstein was good.
Yeah.
And what else did you like? You liked Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
And you liked what was the other one? You liked the Invisible Man Returns?
No, the Invisible Man's Revenge.
Yes, that was good, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch it all.
No, you didn't. You kind of got busy probably playing Legos.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, if you could be any monster, yeah, who would you be? You can be any of them.
I think a zombie.
Why a zombie? It's an interesting choice.
I don't know. I just want to be a zombie because I want to see what a brain looks like.
Oh, man. That's pretty weird.
That's why
I think I would be a zombie. I kind of want to be a wolf man, but he's kind of like out of control.
Yeah.
He's a little crazy.
Do you want to be out of control?
Not really.
So you should be Frankenstein, but you should kick the bad doctor in the butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I can do that. And let's see, what else do we have to talk about? I've got a list of topics here. Oh, Dolly Dearest.
Ah!
So James overheard me talking about Dolly Dearest, and now all he wants to do is watch Dolly Dearest.
I do not want to watch Dolly Dearest.
You always talk about it, though.
I do not know why I talk about Dolly Dearest.
Okay.
Wait, is it Dolly Tearest or Dolly Dearest?
Dolly Dearest.
Okay.
And oh, you know what movie you did watch recently?
What?
The Haunted Mansion.
Oh yeah.
Do you like that? That's pretty spooky.
Yeah, I saw the zombie part and that was super creepy.
Was it? It was pretty funny too. Eddie Murphy's really good. Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. He makes From Haunted Mansion and Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, he's in both movies, isn't he? Who do you think is the scariest monster? Who scares you the most?
I think Krampus.
Oh, Krampus. That's on my list to talk about. You love Krampus.
First, when I see Krampus, it doesn't scare me, but when I get in bed, it does.
Oh, really? Krampus scares you a little bit?
Yeah.
So why did you ask for Krampus Funko Pops for Christmas if he scares
you? No.
That's so weird. You asked for not even one. You wanted two of them.
Yup. And I want the soft fur one, which is black one.
Okay, yeah, that one's pretty cool. We'll see what Santa can do for you there. I'm not sure. So we did, we haven't really done a show. I forget when we did the show. It was definitely before Halloween, though, I think. Yeah. Do you, what's your favorite Halloween show? Do you remember your Halloween shows?
No.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
You excited? What did you ask for? Anything cool?
Yeah. I asked for the Krampus stuff.
Yeah.
And some Universal Monster toys.
You definitely did.
And the big creatures.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the big bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Super 7. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Last thing.
What?
Then I'll let you go, okay? And we got to go eat dinner and stuff. Weird Al. We discovered Weird Al on the way up to Salem, right? I took you up to Salem, and we listened to Weird Al the whole 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Did you? You love him now?
Yeah.
What are your favorite Weird Al songs, and why do you like them so much?
Amish Paradise, Anita, and Fat.
Oh, you like those the most?
Yeah.
Why do you like them so much?
Because Amish Paradise is so cool, and Eda is cool too, and Fat is so funny.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. And we saw Weird Al Funko Pop, didn't we?
Yeah, and it was the fat one.
Oh, God, it looks so funny.
Yeah, he doesn't have a mouth, though.
No.
Because Funko Pops always don't have a mouth. But my Wolfman and my glowing red eye Wolfman from Team Wolf and Dracula, they have mouths.
To show their fangs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you so, so much. Our fans love when you come on. They think you're so cool and so awesome. Wait, should we see if we got any questions?
Yep.
Let's see. Do we have any questions? You don't have to hold it up. Hang on. Joe says, why are you stepping on his turf and hosting the show with me?
I didn't do that.
Alien Space Bats, she's the one that got you the cool mummy watch.
Oh.
She says, what's your favorite wrestling move?
I don't know really, but I love V-Trigger.
The V-Trigger?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good move. That's a cool, really cool move.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
This guy, The Shape of Revenge, he says, how is your dad so cool?
I do not know.
Look at this. Auntie Chelsea sent in a question.
Yeah.
She said, James, how good is my smile?
Bad. Because she always goes like this.
Oh, she makes a silly smile.
Yeah. Remember that time when we go to Halloween Town?
Yes.
And I was taking a picture with my purple camera. Mm-hmm. And then I took a picture of Auntie Chelsea, mm-hmm. And then I said, it's really bad.
I love it. All right. So we're going to eat. We're going to hang out. And if we can get some more questions before you go home tonight, we will record some more questions, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, James.
You're welcome.
All right.